I'm Patricia McClellan, President of Brand Matters, and I chair the Branding and Strategic Planning Council for the CMA. And I'm here today to interview one of our council members, that's Carrie Benja, and she is a manager of brand at IBM, and our topic is the blurring of brand responsibility, the expansion of brand responsibility, who owns the brand experience, asking about whether all departments should own it and shouldn't all employees buy in and represent it. Carrie, within your own company at IBM, what are you seeing in terms of encouragement for more ownership of the brand outside of the marketing function?
Well, at IBM, we've always seen encouragement for brand ownership, not only within marketing, but right across the organization. Ownership of the brand outside of marketing is encouraged because we define the IBM brand not by what we sell, but by what we believe. So we don't try to manage the brand per se through one department or one organization, but it's more about managing our character as a business.
So Carrie, given your role in marketing, what do you see as the benefits of this expansion of responsibility of brand to others?
I guess first and foremost, IBM right now is the world's leading business-to-business brand, and we've been in that position for a while now. So we take the stewardship of the brand very seriously. And the benefit of this expansion of brand responsibility to others, I would say both inside and outside of marketing, lets everyone in the company share responsibility for the brand's success in the market. Employees feel like they have a stake in that success and a shared responsibility for the brand health. So by managing our character as a business and really putting the IBMer at the heart of the brand, we aren't defined by a single product or era or any idea, really. If you look at over the last 100 years, IBM has made cheese slicers, clocks, scales, punch cards, and also innovated now in areas like cloud and analytics and mobile technology. And having IBMers across the business take responsibility for this kind of brand stewardship benefits us in a number of ways. It lets us, instead of being defined by products or ideas, we can be defined by leadership in the market, being held in high esteem by audiences, whether that's clients, never investors, or also employees and potential employees, also by corporate ethics and trust in our work in support of society and communities. And that important theme that really runs throughout our history and a lot of our practices is the ability to reinvent.
Interesting thinking of the aspect of B2B brand and the importance of people in particular with a B2B facing brand. So Carrie, what are some of the challenges for controlling the messaging that you would identify as part of expanding brand responsibility?
Well, this kind of shared brand responsibility puts a greater emphasis on integrated communications and consistency of communications, as well as collaboration. So it's not so much about controlling the messaging as it is about collaborating across the various areas of the business so that people have a common understanding of the brand strategy at a high level. And then as it goes from corporate to the individual countries, there's a certain level of customization within that so that the countries can take a look at any particular brand gaps they might perceive to exist in a separate region and be able to address those in the local markets. It's challenging to actually ensure that the understanding is there and built in across the board, across all 400,000 plus employees. So we use wikis and social communities to continuously share thinking and best practices and evolve the thinking on the topic. So there's a brand and communications community, for example, where we can share ideas and best practices around the globe. We also have things like guiding principles, such as our business conduct guidelines and social computing guidelines that help give employees a framework around essential elements of our corporate character. And these are reviewed yearly and the employees all certify against that. So there is a bit of a structure around the elements of corporate character.
I would imagine as a global brand that your brand is almost living and the annual review makes total sense with that. Another related element is internal branding, which we're touching on here. But what at IBM, what does your company do on internal branding and how would you say that's impacted employees?
This has been quite a positive experience, I think, for employees. What we've done is we've held what we call jams in the past, and we've gotten all IBMers around the world to participate using social technology. First, about 10 or 11 years ago, where we defined what we call the IBM values. And out of that jam, all the employees contributed to help develop what the values were, and the three items that came out were trust and personal responsibility in all relationships, innovation that matters for our company and for the world, and dedication to every client's success. So the values that our company operates under were defined by the employees through this jam. And then in our centennial year a few years ago in 2011, we came together again to jam on social tools and created the 9 practices that really define how our employees and teams work and what it means to be an IBMer. Some of those are restless reinvention, for example, through our own ongoing company transformation. And putting the client first is another one. And by giving all IBMers these set of practices that define how we behave in the market and within IBM, it provides also an internal framework for brand stewardship as it's experienced by the IBMer. So all of these practices are reinforced with seminars, social tools, social communities where we can keep going back to them, and blogs that are written across IBM by the employees themselves to show and illustrate how they can, how you can live a practice like restlessly reinvent or putting the client first. Everybody learns from each other.
It's literally bringing the brand to life.
Exactly.
Defining it by practices and sharing it through social tools within the organization. And so lastly, what lessons would you say have been learned that are worth sharing with others embarking on the path of expansion of brand responsibility?
There's a couple, I think, that we've learned from our work internally and trying to make sure that everyone across IBM has that responsibility. The first would be that our brand and our culture are indivisible. The second, if we're looking at other companies, would be to listen. Our jams have shown us that by crowdsourcing and getting employees to contribute their ideas and best practices, it's really helped strengthen the brand, and it's given employees a stake in its success in the market. I'd also say staying authentic is really important, not to base the success on a product or technology, but more on the reflection of your corporate character, and to define that first before you expand brand responsibility outside of marketing. You really have a good base, foundation for that. We've also found through this process not to be afraid of giving up perceived control of the brand in favor of having employees take a greater stake in the ownership and success of the brand and the brand health in the market.